next morning, as soon as the shops opened their doors, she sold her beloved ring, the last thing her mother had ever given to her. Then she bought needles and thread and cloth.
Looking for just the right place to work, a great mountain drew her up upon its shoulders. The aspen's leaves had fallen and dressed the forest in gold. The girl followed a path made by deer and was brought to a meadow near the top of the mountain. Here, the trees gently swayed and waved a welcome in the wind. Beneath one, she found the perfect place for her work.
Now, the seamstress had taught her to make lots of pretty things, little pillows, a handkerchief, and such. But the young lady had decided to make a quilt for the mother and son. It had to be one, most certainly, that was very warm. But it had to be something else as well. And this was very important. It must be beautiful. So beautiful that the quilt would make the two feel loved, not forgotten, if only for just a moment.
The young woman was afraid that she wouldn't be able to make the quilt she'd seen in her dreams. But as she worked and worked and time passed, it seemed as though something magical happened. The sun had never seemed warmer and the sky bluer. Her hands, awkward at first for lack of practice, flew like young darting sparrows. And all the while, she felt as though invisible angels guided her hands and needle. And in this way, the quilt slowly came to be.
Though she had wondered how she'd be able to live with nothing, she need not have. One morning, as she bent over her work, a grandfather squirrel surprised her with a gift of nuts. A wild but mild boar brought carrots that it had gathered especially for her. Another time, a bustling brown mother bear presented her with a honeycomb. Then a duck arrived with her five well-behaved ducklings, all waddling along in a row, quack, quack, quacking their hellos. Each carried a big raspberry in its beak.
And if rain should threaten, a flock of birds of every known kind would gather above the tree where she worked. Together, they would spread their wings like a great chattering umbrella above her.
And sure enough, out of all the hours and bits of cloth and cotton thread, a lovely quilt came to be. It had the colors of hopeful mornings and rosy-cheeked children and gardens bursting in bloom. The quilt was ready.
Though it was dark, she put the quilt under her arm and stumbled down the path to look for the poor mother and son. And then the man in the moon came out as though he'd heard tell of her plight and sought to light her way.
The quilt maker found the two asleep in each other's arms. As not to wake them, she carefully wrapped her gift tight around them. When they began to stir, the quilt maker quickly hid.
Both mother and son woke with a start and then cried with delight at so marvelous a gift. They looked all around to see who could have given them such a fine thing, but there was no one around. And so they wearily closed their eyes and slept, now warm, now hopeful, beneath their beautiful new quilt.
They would never know it was she who had made them this gift, because the quilt maker didn't think it important. All they'd be sure of, like many, many others in need in the years to come, was that someone, somewhere in the world, cared for them.
And so, having found her way and her gift, the quilt maker settled on the great mountain she liked so well. She worked steadily through the seasons of the passing years on her wonderful quilts. When finished with each, she left her gifts of warmth and hope in the hands of someone in need. And that is the story